The painter, Pere Matas, born in San Feliu de Guíxols, had worked with the two painters of the altarpiece of St. Felix of Girona, first with a Flemish master, Peres de Fontaines, who had bequeathed him a third of the engravings he used as reference models, and then with Joan de Borgunya, from whom he probably learnt the technique of oil painting. The museum holds much of the known production by Pere Matas, who became one of the most sought-after painters in the Girona area during the first half of the 16th century. In his work, features of Catalan Gothic coexist alongside perfectly assimilated lessons from the new Renaissance current. In fact, he is considered one of the best representatives of Renaissance painting in Catalonia. This altarpiece from the Church of St. Mary of Sagaró in La Garrocha is one of his best creations.
The eight panels narrate scenes from the Old and New Testaments. The panel depicting Adam and Eve in paradise, surrounded by animals, is one of his most accomplished. But the scene of the resurrection of Christ, in the group of panels on the left, has a special significance. Jesus Christ appears from within a cloud, enveloped in a red mantle. One of the soldiers keeping watch over his tomb has just realized what's happening. Look at the shield he's carrying. On it is the monogram that Pere Matas used to sign some of his works. It includes the letters of his surname on top of each other. In fact, there was initially some doubt about whether the work was by someone called Matas or Tomás. Anyway, thanks to this monogram, it has been possible to reconstruct the painter's career and attribute to him a handful of works that would otherwise have remained anonymous.